This is the Publix Radio. I'm James Baumgartner, and you're listening to Artscape. Every year, the James Beard Foundation recognizes exceptional restaurants and chefs throughout the country, one of the highest honors in the culinary field. Earlier this week, they announced this year's winners. Sky Hanwul Kim, the chef at Gift Horse in Providence, won Best Chef Northeast. The win came just a year after Kim was a semifinalist for Best Emerging Chef. I visited Sky Kim at her restaurant, Gift Horse, shortly after she was named a semifinalist in 2024. The dining room at Gift Horse is decorated in light wood tones with a large bar in the middle, showcasing a selection of raw shellfish on ice. The menu features raw seafood, custom cocktails, and a selection of Korean-inspired dishes like a bulgogi burger and pajeon. I met Chef Sky Kim in the dining room on a recent afternoon, where she told me she draws much of her inspiration as a cook from her upbringing in Korea.
So in my family, we did a lot of like a ceremony, like for ancestor, which is like involve a lot of cooking. My grandma like really into cooking, like fermenting that kind of stuff. I have a three sister, which is one of them is super lazy. And second one is super young. So basically they kind of like forced me to cooking with her when I was young, cause like I'm the only one who's like doing stuff, you know, helping stuff. Like when I was young, I was like super chubby and I love eating, you know, and like they kind of like wanna make me cook because I love eating so much. Like I love my grandma's food. Like I wanted to learn what she does.
When she was 18, Sky started a career as a food stylist, designing fake food for photo shoots. A mentor recognized that she had a talent for it, but said Kim could only truly succeed if she knew how to cook. So Sky signed up for a three-week cooking school in Italy, where she was in the kitchen for more than 10 hours a day.
So like it was a really physically hard and like mentally hard thing to do because I never actually like professionally doing that in a school. So at the end of the day, we make everything and then like chef tasting what we made that day. He like pointed at me like she need to be cooked, like her food is better than the other. Like after I heard that, like I feel like whole everything has changed. Like but after I went to Italy, like I didn't know that how much I enjoy it, that after I cook and I serve to someone and that person enjoying that food, it's just made me so happy and like I realized how much I love this.
Shortly after the cooking school in Italy, Kim came to Providence to train as an intern at Birch, a now closed tiny restaurant that specialized in new American cuisine. It was owned by Ben Sukel, who now owns Gift Horse as well as Oberlin, the restaurant next door. Sukel told me about when Kim first worked with him at Birch.
There was a group of interns we had at the time, and one was very overconfident, and he was very confident and cocky, and Sky cut him down at his knees right then and there, and it was incredible to watch. And I'm Sky's, I think, biggest fan, next to maybe her husband, Chris. Immensely talented, absolute ball buster. I'm very lucky to work alongside Sky.
After a couple of years at Birch, Kim went on to work in restaurants in New York City and Portland, Oregon, until she had the opportunity to come back to Providence to work with Sukel at Oberlin. And when Sukel made plans to open a raw bar in Providence, he knew that he wanted Sky Kim to be the chef. I asked Sukel what makes Sky's cooking so different.
The confidence Sky exudes when she's cooking is unlike anything I've ever seen. Like in a kitchen, it is in a kitchen setting. It's literally in her blood, in her DNA from her upbringing, and you can really tell. And you can tell when she's actually, her thoughts now, seeing them on the plates with her own dishes and her own creations, to me is the full circle moment I've always wanted to have.
Kim told me that the inspiration for many of her dishes comes from her grandmother's cooking that she learned as a child.
And sometimes I'm making something, it's made me just happy. It smells like, oh my God, does it smell like my grandma's food right now?
One of those dishes is hui mu chim, which translates to raw mixed fish. The version Kim serves at Gift Horse is inspired by her grandmother, but with a focus on the local, seasonal ingredients available in New England.
So this is the fried sweet potato. I always like to eating with sweet potato, like something sweet, spicy, salty, kind of at the same time. So that's kind of my version of it. Little spicy, little salty, and something crunchy too. All right, so this is it. This is the hui mu chim with sweet potato, with apple, some fluke, and cabbage, and our Gift Horse gochujang.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
The dish is a delicate arrangement of thinly sliced goodies, giving you so many different tastes and textures that are distinct but work in perfect harmony. It's like eating a piece of music, with each ingredient filling in part of the sound spectrum. The sweet potato and sesame oil are like strong bass notes, with the cabbage as the mid-range and the sweetness of the apple and the spice of the gochujang as the high notes. And then flitting in between it all is the subtle melody of the raw fluke. She told me that it's similar to what her grandmother made, but not exactly like it.
So what I do here, I twist a little bit, but I don't touch the bass. If I touch the bass, it's gonna ruin the whole thing. So that's why I like little twist, but not like I wanna keep the bass, like big chunk of bass in it.
I asked Kim what it feels like to be a national semifinalist for Best Emerging Chef. She told me that on the day of the announcements, her husband wouldn't let her touch her phone for hours.
What is going on? And then I finally saw my phone, it was like blew up, and everybody was saying congratulations. I was like, what's going on? What happened right now? And then like I opened like whole thing, I saw my name in the James Beard like list, and I almost cry. When I start a career as like chef, I never thought that I ever gonna get nominated. Like I never imagined myself to being my name in James Beard. It's just like, it's so meaningful for me. It's like, it's honor, and I can still believe that I got nominated.
That interview originally aired in March of 2024. This week, Kim won Best Chef Northeast, a category that includes restaurants from all over New England. When she accepted the award Monday night, she said it had been her dream since learning about the James Beard Foundation 12 years ago.
Thank you for James Beard Foundation. Made young cook a dream come true.
Kim broke into tears as she switched to speaking Korean in order to thank her parents.
엄마, 아빠. 엄마, 아빠 없었으면은...
If I didn't have you, Mom and Dad, I wouldn't have been able to get to this place. I'm very thankful, and I love you, and please always stay healthy.
Thank you.
For the Publix Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.